Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get any four for £5 from over 30 frozen products. From Bird's Eye Garden Peas, Potato Waffles, Goodfellas Pizzas, plus many more. That's more easy peasy teas sorted.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online subject to availability. Selected lines ends 14th of April.
And welcome to this week's episode of the Pop-Off Podcast with me, your host, Lewis Ball. This week joining us, we have Rachel Leary, and we talk about the VMA Song of the Year, Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry's new addition to the world, Daisy Bloom, our old social media habits, and some pretty embarrassing school stories. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be finding yourself. It's actually currently 9 a.m. while we're recording this, which is very early. I actually feel like you're probably going to hear my stomach rumble while we record this podcast. But anyway, welcome to the podcast. Rachel Leary, how are we today?
I am good. I'm literally the same as you. I feel like this is going to be like a hot mess because my brain is scrambled. I've literally just woken up, but it's you and me. If it wasn't a hot mess, then I don't know what it would have been anyway.
We have had many hot messes together.
Oh, sis, the tea.
Many hot mess nights. Oh, and we're both here at 9 a.m. with our Beveraginos. I'm currently sipping on an iced latte. Rachel, what's your Beveragino of choice?
Oh my God. I'm Little Miss Detox at the moment. I'm drinking a mango and passion fruit green tea.
Okay. Miss Health.
I'm laughing at myself because, like, who am I? That's, like, not me. I'm sure everyone expects me to come on here already 9 a.m. with, like, a porn star martini, like, ready to go.
Wow, a mango tea. That's really healthy. Cool. I'm impressed. I don't think I've ever had a flavored tea in my entire life.
Oh, my God, no. Do you know what? Not really a fan, but then, like, I saw this one and anything mango and passion fruit, I'm, like, I'm down. It's delish. It's good.
What are the health benefits? Does it, like, just flush out your system?
I mean, I think it's, like, well, I'm trying not to drink as much caffeine.
Right.
But, like, I'll say that and I probably will end up having at least, like, 2 iced lattes today. But, like, a latte is just, like, milk, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's just a good way to start your day, you know, just cleanse the system. That's what I'm telling myself anyway. Like, anyone that drinks a green tea is, like, seems to have their life together, so I'm just, like, trying to do the same.
Okay, enough with our morning beverage choices. Let's get on with the podcast. The other week, the VMA announced their current nominees for this year's VMAs, and this week they've just announced their nominees for Song of the Summer. And it's a long list, but to give everybody a full context, I'm going to go for it pretty quickly. So, the nominees are Blackpink, How You Like That, Cardi B, WAP, DaBaby, Rockstar, DJ Khaled featuring Drake, Popstar, Doja Cat, Say So, Dua Lipa, Break My Heart, Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar, Jack Harlow, What's Poppin', Megan Thee Stallion, feat. Beyonce, Savage Remix, Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky, Pop Smoke, The Woo, Saweetie, Tap In, Taylor Swift, Cardigan, and The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. First of all, I swear some of those songs were not summer. Like, Savage feels like 7 years ago at this point.
Literally. And WAP, did that not just come out, like, basically, like, 2 days ago? Like, I'm so confused how that's been nominated already. The only one I knew from that list that was coming was Saweetie Tap In, because I'm obsessed with her at the moment. And, like, I saw her posting about it on her Instagram, and I was like, that's been the song of a summer.
I love her. I've just always loved her. I followed her on Instagram for a while now, and then all of a sudden, like, she's just everywhere now. And I'm like, I'm glad. I feel like her come up was coming. It's been a while.
Yeah, she's just, like, unproblematic. She's so pretty. But she's, like, still really, like, down with her fans. And, like, I'm just obsessed with her vibe. She had, like, a collection with Morphe. And I was so happy because her lip gloss is always, like, it's popping. And then she came out with these lip glosses. And I was like, well, yes, I will be buying at least 12. If it means that my lips can look like hers.
And she had a collaboration with Pretty Little Thing as well, didn't she?
Oh my God, yes, I was obsessed. Like, see, they're just, like, very me brand. So I'm guessing, and if she's collabing with them, then I'm like, fine, maybe, like, I can be somehow, like, Saweetie one day.
And I feel like also, like, they're quite natural. Like, she is usually in full glam. She's usually, her outfits are always so good.
oh no, I like stalk her Instagram on the regular because she wears outfits that I'm like, I could kind of do my own twist on that. I mean, I definitely won't look the same. My boobs don't sit like that and my ass is not that fat, but we can make it work and I will try.
I hope she wins. I really love her. I feel like this win would mean a lot to her compared to some others.
It depends. I mean, like, I think that's like one of my top options, but then I'm really obsessed with that Harry Styles song.
You know what?
It's TikTok. It's all these songs are like so big because of TikTok. And when I think of the watermelon sugar high one, it really makes me laugh.
And TikTok gets into your head. Like, I won't usually like a song and then I'll hear it on TikTok and then I'll like find myself like in the shower at 11 a.m. trying to scrub off some fake tan singing like, what's poppin'? Brand new with Just Captain. I'm like, oh my God, where's this come from?
Literally, last night I spent 45 minutes in my bathroom learning the WAP dance, but not the like the actual one, but learning the one that goes to the bit of like, you know, I'm a freak, bitch, I've got leashes, like that one. I spent 45 minutes and then I couldn't get it out of my head going to bed. I'm in bed being like, you know, I'm a freak, bitch, I've got leashes, like lying down.
Also, I have been able through TikTok to learn the WAP rap so freaking quickly. Like Megan's verses I have down and I've never learned like a song rap this quickly in my entire life.
Oh my God, I can just see it now. I need to be in like in a club with you, like in London, and it comes on and you're just like ready to go. I can see it.
I'm so disappointed WAP has come out when clubs are still shut because that is such a club song.
Literally. And the thing is, I've seen so many, again, like TikToks and memes of like, boys getting like pretending to be annoyed when the song comes on, but then realistically they're like, you know, I'm a freak.
You know what? When it first came out, actually, I was like, there's something not quite right with this song. I don't know if it was the beat.
It's a grower, definitely a grower.
Such a grower. Because when I first heard it, I also think because I was had such high expectations because Hot Girl Summer and Savage Remix, Megan's two other big collaborations, were so good. I was like, oh, with Cardi B, this is going to literally be the best song ever. And then it first came out and I was like, something's not clicking here. The cogs aren't quite fitting.
I thought it would be a bit more like heavier and a bit more like, I don't know. Do you know, it's because when I first heard the opening line, I thought it said like, there's some whores in this house. And I was like, whoa. I was like, hang on a minute. But then it was hoes and I was like, okay, like I'm getting into it now. But isn't there like a stat that says like the only three female collaborations of all time to reach number one are the Hot Girl Summer, the Savage Remix, and this one? And it's like Megan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like the only three female hip hop or female rap collaborations of all time to go to number one are Megan's three.
I love her. I like, do you know what? I feel like everyone says this, but I'm like, I knew of Megan back in the day when she's got some of the like most insane freestyles on YouTube. And I saw this viral video of her like back in the day. And she's like, I don't know, she literally looks like 19 or something. And she's doing like this freestyle and the lyrics are just like so good, and I remember listening to it on repeat, and then she's just become this big star. So I'm like, oh my God, congrats Meg, I've watched you from the start.
She is literally she's so freaking talented. I've never heard a bad verse or bad song from her. Like, she never misses at all.
No,
I love her. She is,
and she's so real as well. She just goes on her Instagram live and just says it how it is and all the stuff, like all the tea at the moment with like, yeah, you know, what's been going on.
Yeah, well, and I also love about her is that like she doesn't like try and play it like cool. Like, I still remember like she fangirled when she first met Beyonce, she fangirled when Nicki Minaj joined the live, and like when Hot Girl Summer was coming out, I remember she was tweeting being like, I can't believe I have a song coming out with Nicki Minaj, like what the I'm like, oh.
I know, I didn't realize that there's so many of the TikTok sounds are from that Instagram live with Nicki Minaj. They're like, okay, big boop, bat booted, like that one. I was like, oh my God, that's Nicki Minaj and like Megan Thee Stallion on Instagram live, like she was saying that she was coming to LA or something. Yeah,
and also big boobs chat. Yeah. Anyway, came from the exact same live stream.
Oh my God, literally, like I hadn't even realized TikTok really just like...
TikTok
people,
really.
Do you know what? It's the elite people on that app. Like, you've got to be clever to be on that app. Like, at first I was like, oh, you'll never catch me like getting a TikTok for one, being on TikTok for two. And now I'm like, it's my family's on there. Like, literally my family's on there. Like, it's where all the people with like my humor are.
Literally. And you've got to spend a good like like when you first download it, you get like the worst TikToks, but you got to spend a solid, I'd say a few weeks really going in and liking the
stuff.
They've
got to suss out what for your like For You page is going to be. Because I think my For You page has started like linking up, like syncing up with my friends, because we always end up just sending each other the same TikToks. And I'm like, sis, I've seen it. Like we must be like into like the same stuff because our For You pages are clearly the same.
You've cycled up.
Literally.
This week's is the 7 years anniversary since Miley Cyrus dropped Wrecking Ball, which is the biggest cultural reset of my generation. Which, first of all, I'm actually kind of shocked it was 7 years. I feel like it was longer ago.
7 years? What era of Miley Cyrus was Wrecking Ball? Like, was this post, like, twerking at the VMAs or whatever? Or is this before?
No, Wrecking Ball was like the pinnacle, like this was like her star. Well, there was We Can't Stop, and then followed by Wrecking Ball, which was like the big thing. And then there was twerking at VMAs and bangers and all.
Oh yeah, because Wrecking Ball was after the breakup, and that's kind of when she went like, bleh.
I will just never forget the cultural reset that like 12-year-old me experienced when she dropped We Can't Stop and Wrecking Ball. I was just sat, I was truly like, I wasn't even scarred in anything. I was in awe. I was just in admiration of her. And also, I don't think that Bangers album gets enough credit for how good the songs are. Like,
I feel like I need to revisit it.
Oh my.
Like, she's making a comeback right now, which, like, I'm obsessed with, because she was on a podcast that I listened to a lot, and it was, like, a completely different, listening to her speak, I was like, God, well, number one, I forgot how, like, deep and husky her voice is. It's, like, so unique. And two, she was talking just kind of about, like, the way that she's, like, living at the moment and her mindset and just the way that she thinks. And I was like, this is someone that I can, like, get back on board with. Like, you still always associate her with, like, being crazy and out of control, but the way that she was speaking, she's just so much more like self-aware and like knows who she is now. And I feel like, but it's like almost like a repeat, because her and Liam have like, they broke up like not like recently, but like, you know, that sort of thing again.
Yeah.
And I feel like she always just has like a reset after stuff like that. And do you know what? I think I didn't grow up watching her on Hannah Montana. I wasn't allowed the Disney Channel. I wasn't allowed it as a child. So I didn't get to grow up with her. Seeing her as Hannah Montana. So when she was suddenly like smoking on stage and like twerking and stuff, I was just sort of like, as. Okay, like, this, yeah, literally.
Short-haired blonde girl twerking on stage. Okay, great. That's what I know now.
absolutely fine. Like, you do you.
No.
But yeah, no. I need to give her new song a listen, because I've not actually fully given it a listen, but it sounds good.
I was the biggest Miley Cyrus fan back then. Like, I loved her. Like, that album is so, you know, High Club with my shades on, J's on my feet. Like, that was on Bangers.
Yeah. And I loved that song.
I used to bang that song out. I love her. And I also love how, like, she's literally been in the spotlight since she was 13, but is still in it. Like, she, you know, a lot of, like, child celebs will be in it when they're 13, and then for, like, obviously right reasons, for, like, their mental health or, like, for other issues, they'll decide to step back. She's, like, still very much here. She's just gone to number one in the UK, I literally think, last week. Like, she's still living her life.
Yeah, I think she, I feel like maybe that's worked in her favour, especially because of, like, her family and stuff. I feel like it's different if you're a child in the spotlight and you're the only one in your family that is, like, because then that's crazy. No one knows, like, really how to help you. No one's been through that with you. The fact that her dad, is her mum as well? It's just mainly her dad.
Yeah.
The fact that her dad was, like, it's obviously such an iconic, like, country singer, and, like, they were on Hannah Montana together. I know that. Even though I don't watch it, I know that they were on it together. Like, that must have been such a great way to sort of, like, stay grounded and not 100%. Go completely off the rails, because you've got someone with you that's going through, like, the exact same thing.
And also, she's got her siblings as well, which are kind of, like, Noah Cyrus, who is stunning. And her brother, I mean, people can correct me if I'm wrong, but, and there's, I think
is
this
he
is
in
right.
Metro Station?
That's what I was about to say. I'm pretty sure he sang Shake, 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 Shake,
yeah,
Shake.
Yeah, I like Metro Station.
I don't know if you remember, this is such, like, a vivid memory I have, but when that song came out, everybody went through, like, an era of, like, a solid 3 weeks where people wore neon tutus while that song was, like, at
the scene kid stage. I definitely went through a seeing kids stage. Like the other day I was listening, I like introduced my friend Jack. I was like in my car and I suddenly like thought about this song that I used to listen to, and it's by like a band called A Day to Remember. Do you know who they are?
No.
Oh my God, why does no one know? So like I used to really listen to like scene kid kind of music because my sister did, and I like thought that was like so awesome. Mm-hmm. Like just like took her iPod and like listened to that kind of stuff. But like that's like that, like Paramore and stuff.
Yeah,
that was the best.
I always wanted to, so I was always like a few years like mentally ahead because I had social media at like such a young age. Like,
oh yeah,
do you remember?
I've seen the pics of you. Mm-hmm.
Like I had Bebo at like probably the age of 6 or 7. I was like designing people's skins at like the age of 7.
Oh my God, I wasn't allowed Bebo. Then I made one and my mum found out and I like blamed this girl in my year that I hated. I was like, she made it for me. Like, I didn't.
I was definitely not allowed it. My parents just probably had no idea, like, a six-year-old was capable of this. So they were just like, oh, he can't be doing anything dangerous on the computer. Like,
what was your username?
Oh, well, I took inspiration. I remember my older cousin, like, I probably just started off with, like, a simple username. But then my older cousin had XXX Eskimo Kisses XXX. But it all, like, was alternate, like, capital X, little X, capital X, little E, capital S. And I was like, that is the coolest thing ever. And I like copied up, I can't remember what it was. I definitely had XXX and XXX at the start and end.
Oh my God, that's funny that you say that, because I took inspiration for my username from my best friend, because she's actually the one that made it for me. So her username was simply _flow. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's cool, like what should mine be? So we made mine
God,
we made mine simply _
What? Why?
I don't know. Simply _ like, am I okay? Like, I obviously thought that was like so badass, like thinking I'm not even allowed Bebo, so let's just make my username like this, like the most bizarre thing ever.
Yeah, I was like, always, I just like I had a YouTube channel when I was 9 years old. Like, I just was so advanced on social media. It was ridiculous.
And yeah, but then don't you see that as like you were destined to do this?
Yeah.
My mum always says that about me, because I used to take the video camera that we had, like the family video camera that would come on like vacations and stuff. I'd take it and like film myself presenting the weather, like all of this kind of stuff. And my mum was like, I always knew that you would do something sort of like in front of a camera in some way or another. Were you like, did you get involved with like school productions?
What, like school plays things?
Yeah. See, I feel like people that do this, they all sort of follow a similar sort of path. I think it's really interesting.
I loved a good main role in a school play, and if I wasn't the main role, then the drama teacher was having a word with me. Like, I was like, listen, sweetheart, it's either me at front stage and center, or I'm in the audience, because
the whole thing is canceled.
I'm not doing some chorus background dancing. Like, put me front and center, or I'll be in the audience watching.
Literally, I feel like it's for everyone's benefit that like you are at the front of the stage. Like, you don't want me in the back, like
I do
trying to still focus.
That actually genuinely was one time. I think I was in, it's embarrassing because I wasn't even young. I was probably in like year 10 or something. And it was like the year 9 and 10 school play. And I got given like a role with 3 lines. And I was just like, not doing this. I just quit. After I got my role, I was like, no, I'm not doing this.
Oh my God. No, like I was like, the main part in my play, and I remember this girl like was meant to, I think she thought she would get it, and then she like secretly found out like who'd got the main parts, and I was like, oh my God, who got the main part? And she went, you. And I was like, and she was like, it gave me such like a look, but in my head I was like yes bitch, that's right, and that's exactly right.
And anytime there was a school play, there was like the performance in the evening, and then you'd go into school the next day and you'd feel like an actual celebrity. Like, everybody would be like, well done last night, you were amazing. And I'd be like, oh, thanks. Like, it was nothing.
Thank you. Like, costumes hanging up with like your name on it. And I'll say, yeah, that's me. Where's my dressing room? Like, I need this, this, and this. Thank you.
Like, 10-year-old me walking into like the Wizard of Oz production, like, where is my caramel macchiato?
No, but like, you joke, but like, I can fully see that. I can see you doing that.
Oh God, I loved a good center of attention at school.
Oh, don't
and
know.
I still do.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with admitting it. As long as you're self-aware of the situation, there's nothing wrong with it. Literally just this morning, as we are recording this podcast, Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry welcome their very first child into the world. They have named it Daisy Dove Bloom, which is such a lovely name.
I literally just saw that and thought, oh, Daisy Dove Bloom. I mean, you say it's a lovely name. It is kind of a lovely name, but I feel like you're asking her to grow up to like dance in a field of flowers and like be it like live like a hippie life.
I like it. Well, I think
Daisy Bloom is like really like Daisy Bloom.
Really, because here on the podcast, people know I'm a good fan of a celeb baby name. Like, I love ridiculous celebrity baby names. I love Chicago. I love Sane. I love River. I love all those names. But for once, I'm actually quite happy that they've just gone for, especially because I think Katy and Orlando are quite like a sort of artsy couple. Do you know what I mean? They're not.
Yeah.
So I think it's quite nice that they've just gone for quite a usual name, Daisy.
I mean, it is normal, but her name is Daisy Bloom. Like, it's like, it's like Northwest. Like, do you know what I mean? Daisy Bloom, Northwest. But I mean, I feel like she's going to grow up and be some sort of like chic. I'm seeing like Alexa Chung vibes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I was feeling,
like, high fashion, like, yes. Hi, I'm Daisy
like
Bloom.
Lily Rose Depp kind of vibe.
Yeah, that sort of vibe.
She's just got that name.
Yeah, she's got that name. But then, I mean, her mum is Katy Perry, so she might grow up to be like I was about to say a firework.
She's going to grow up to be a plastic bag just see through the wind.
I meant just like an explosive like character, like that kind of vibe. But
I love Katy Perry with all my heart. Weird. She is solidly about 25% of the character that I turn out to be today. The way that I like was obsessed with that Teenage Dream album, that little artwork with her light on in the clouds. I played that album repeat for
with
a solid...
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
I still remember we were literally... Oh, God, I'm actually sounding like an actual terror in school in this podcast. Like, the amount of, like, things which I'm saying. But I promise I was actually quite a good child. But I remember there was this girl and she didn't want to sing the words to California Girls in the playground because it was, like, Daisy Duke's Bikini on Top. And I was like, well, you have to sing it. I was like, you're not in the band. I forgot to explain. Very important detail. We were playing bands in the playground.
Obs.
Yeah. And I was like, well, you have to sing the line, otherwise you're not in the band. And she was like, well, I'm not going to sing that line. And I was like, well, you're out of the band. I was like, leave, get out.
I would love to have seen you in school because you would probably be the guy that I was like, I hate you.
Yeah. It's so funny because everybody who I'm friends with now has always said, I would have hated you in school. And it's like...
Oh my God. Yeah, but doesn't school just feel like, it literally feels like another life ago. Like, I don't even know who I was in school. I don't even know who I was in like secondary school. Like, that's
never mind
not me.
School literally, like, lockdown feels like another life ago. Like, when we were in like lockdown, not leaving the house.
No, there's been so many stages of lockdown. Like, do you remember when I went viral?
Yeah. Oh my God, when you were on BBC.
Literally, when did that happen? Like, I know, like,
a fever dream.
My fame is like short-lived. But no, literally, like, isn't that just so weird? Like, there was a moment where, like, I was on like every news outlet, like, about dancing, like, in my kitchen, and I was like, oh my God! Like, if only these people knew that I was literally like three glasses of wine down, just like going like nuts in my kitchen. Like, that's the only reason I did it.
Yeah, I just can't believe, like, I can't believe there was a stage when everybody was running 5 kilometers. Like, grow up, like.
Oh my God! Yeah, you won't. I tried to run like 5 meters, and I was like, do you know what the answer's no. Like, I'm not doing that. But no, there's been so many stages of lockdown. Like the Tiger King stage of lockdown. That was really weird. I didn't get the hype about Tiger King.
No,
everyone was like, oh my God, it was amazing. Like, so good. And I was like, are you sure you're not just bored? And like, this is like the only like thing on Netflix, because if you really think about it, it's like kind of interesting. The whole story and stuff. I was like,
it's not a bit of me.
I'm not really getting it.
You can get what you can get out of the documentary at A Day at London Zoo. Do you know what I mean? I'm not invested enough in it.
No.
Here on the Pop-Up Podcast, every week we have a trending list, which is everything that's been on our radar in the celeb world and pop culture. And at the top of this week's trending list, we have Blackpink and Selena Gomez, who are dropping their brand new collaboration this week. I'm so excited. I love Blackpink with all my heart. I think they are so sick.
Am I allowed to ask?
Who they are?
Yeah.
They sing, I feel like you might have heard, Let's Kill This Love. Womp, 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 womp. How do you like that? Da, da, da.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they are like, they're like a K-pop girl group, and they're just, they're so cool. And
oh, K-pop.
Yeah. And I'm not like usual a K-pop fan, but I would happily call myself a Blackpink stan. I've gotten myself in ruts where I watch their performance on YouTube. And the way that those girls perform, like, they make our acts look so boring standing on stage holding a microphone.
What's the other really big K-pop band, like the guys?
BTS.
Okay, I think I've seen like videos of them, and like, yeah, the way that they perform and stuff, I'm just like,
it is
what?
So
and when
good.
When I went to Tokyo on a trip, I think one of the members, or at least a member of maybe another huge band over there, whatever, literally like came out of a shop, and I kid you not, the whole of whoever was around just whoom, like straight. And I was like, oh my God. And we were all so confused as to like what was happening, because obviously we don't really like,
yeah,
no, like no, but like the like fandoms that like these K-pop bands have are crazy.
They are massive. It was something like BTS were the fastest people to sell out Wembley, I think, ever. Like, they are like massive. But yeah, very excited for Blackpink and Selena Gomez. Feel like it's a lovely collaboration. It's going to be great.
With Selena Gomez, are they like on the same vibe?
I don't know, but then I kind of feel like they are, because Selena Gomez is quite poppy. She's got quite like a soft voice. Blackpink aren't too intense. I feel like they'd mesh together quite well.
That song is intense. The one from TikTok. Maybe they're just going down a different route.
Yeah, maybe.
But I'm excited because, yeah, like you said, Selena's very, like, soft and...
Mm.
Although, actually, she has been a bit more, like, sensual.
Risqué.
Yeah, risqué is the word. And she did that Taki Taki song, and I was like,
Oh, okay, God, that is a great song, Taki Taki.
When that comes on in the club, I am down and popping something there, and it's probably my back out, but you know what I mean.
And it's my spine popping out of place, though.
Yeah.
Number two on this week's trending list is Love Island America. It has just started in the US this week, and it's coming to air on ITV2 next week. Why can't they just air it at the same time? I would
Shut
be really appreciated.
Yeah. Love Island USA. Oh my God. Okay, well, I'm 100% having your Twitter notifications on when that is live.
I know.
Your commentary always makes me die.
I was about to say, I know that you are a big fan of Love Island, as am I, of course, myself. I actually thought when it was not happening this summer, I was like, oh, it's probably good, actually. I feel like we could maybe do with a break. Like, might be a little bit too intense. Got to, like, the third week of June, and I was like, no, I could actually really do with this roundabout right now.
They started replaying the Love Island Australia on TV. And you know what? I actually really enjoyed Love Island Australia. That was juicy. That was the tea that I needed. Like, that's how you do Love Island. No, like, pussyfooting around. Like, if you want someone, you go and get them and stuff. Although, to be fair, we did have Too Hot to Handle this summer.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, I won't lie. I didn't like it.
The concept sounds like it should be so good.
Right.
I was like, that's such a good concept for a show, but...
It just needed some more rules and some more structure to it, and some more like vote offs and vote ins and couples.
It needed
and, like,
more challenges, like, yeah, instead of these like be at one with your, you know, downstairs region and paint it. And do you know what I mean? Like
no one's watching reality TV for a spiritual awakening. We're watching it for someone to get swirled.
That's such a mood. Yes. I know everyone's like, oh my God, no, like, we shouldn't have like the drama on TV. It's just toxic. But I'm like,
it's
I'm sorry.
The point of the show. No one is tuning in for Kumbaya, my lords.
Exactly. But oh my God, no, I'm excited for Love Island USA.
Although
the USA tend to make things a little bit like, sorry if you're from the US and you're watching, but it's like a little bit like, just like a little bit cringier. I hope they don't. Mm. I hope they don't.
I have had a look at the cast, and the cast are very good looking.
Oh, well, I mean, that must have been hard to narrow down, like, in the US. I feel like everyone in, especially, like, Los Angeles and stuff, is absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
So,
It's in, like, a Las Vegas hotel, but, all sounds very fun. The Society, which, if you did not know, was a show on Netflix, which I think came out, like, a solid year ago now, left on the biggest cliffhanger possibly a TV show has ever been left on. And now Netflix has cancelled it, allegedly, for season two. So I'm furious about it. Have you seen it, The Society?
No, but you've suddenly made me... I'm in the market to find something new to watch on Netflix. So, okay. The Society, did you say?
Yeah, The Society. It's not too long. I think, like, it's 10 episodes. And it's kind of, like, teen, but not too teen. And it's, like, drama, like, kind of intense, kind of spooky. The ending is literally like, what the hell? And there's been, like, I remember when it first came out, there were so many conspiracy theories about what's going to happen in season two. And everybody was like, this is going to happen. She's going to come back. He's going to be there. And now apparently it's just like, well, we're not doing another season. So we're just left on a cliffhanger.
How can they do that?
It's heartbreaking. I follow one of the actresses on Twitter and she was I just thought it was a rumor. And then this actress was retweeting so much about like hashtag Save Society. I was like, oh, wow. So it actually has been canceled.
Oh my goodness.
Truly upsetting.
What's the kind of storyline? What's the concept?
It's sort of like the school go on a school trip on like a bus out of town. And then like the bus like goes in like a ditch or something. And they're like, oh, what's happened? And they're like, oh, we need to go back to the town. Like the bus is broken.
Oh my God, wait, have I watched this?
And then they go back on the bus to the town and all the adults are gone. And the kids are just left to like fight for themselves. And like they have to like make their own society and government. And they have to like find their own ways of living. It's so good.
Okay, that rings a bell. So I've either watched it but completely forgotten, or I've tried to watch it, or I've just heard people talking about it. So maybe I need to like revisit it. But oh my God, but I don't want to suddenly like set myself up to be upset if it's like, if there's no second season.
A little bit of a dampener watching it now when you know that there's no outcome.
Okay, but now I can watch and like just expect the
worst.
Cliffhanger. Yeah.
Every week on the podcast, we finish the episode with a poll. And this week's poll is all about The Society, because I have actually just been so heartbroken at the news of season two being cancelled. Have you watched The Society? Yes or no? I'm a yes. As Rachel said, she is a maybe, actually.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I really, really recognise the storyline. Like, 100% the storyline of maybe people telling me to watch it. I feel like I may have tried to watch it, but you've definitely convinced me to watch it. And I kind of need to, like, empathise with you on how, like, upset you are. So, like, I will watch it. I'll put myself through it to then come back to you and be like, how can they do that?
I'm not trying to brag, but I feel like I'm really good with TV show recommendations. I always...
You're always watching something new. Like, you found something, like, whether it's deeps in the depths of, like, Netflix, or, like, you've just come across something. But you're always tweeting along about some series that you're watching. So I always try and take notes. I definitely have been told by, like, so many people that I need to watch Euphoria. Would you agree? A girl described it to me. They said Euphoria is, like, Skins, but, like, a US version. And, like, it's not cringy.
Yeah, it's like a... Skins, but like US high school 2020. Like it's like very modern.
I can't keep watching these Euphoria TikTok. But have you done a Euphoria TikTok yet?
I have.
I need you to. Oh, you have. Okay,
I posted one yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay, fine. I was literally about to say, if you haven't, I need you to like drop back onto your bed. Like
did that one right there. On that little. I was like,
no, my God, yes.
I was like, stranger.
I see all the, and it's also from TikTok when she's like, I don't know how much Molly you've been taking, but I see all the memes, I see all the quotes, and I'm just like, for God's sake, Rachel, you just need to get it. So now I've got Euphoria and I've got Society, like The Society.
I know. It's like I've given you homework off the back of this podcast to go watch.
No, but like, I want to be up to date. I want to be down with the kids. I want to know like all what's going on and stuff. But those kind of programs are ones that like I would be interested in.
Yeah. And season two of Euphoria is coming soon. So you need to watch it before season two drops.
Okay. 100%.
You will love it. You are going to love this character called Maddie. I feel like she just...
Is she the one that everyone loves?
Yeah. She radiates the biggest bad bitch energy.
Oh, bitch, right, 100%. Am I gonna, like, next time you see me, am I gonna have, like, diamonds, like, around my eyes, like, and, like, on my face, like, the makeup? Okay, I'm sorry.
Literally, as soon as I watched it, I was like, as soon as I watched it, I was on amazon.co.uk, adhesive rhinestones for face, like.
That's so gonna be me, like, catch me next week being, like, a week of Euphoria makeup tutorials.
Rachel, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed your stay at the Pop-Up Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
A brilliant guest.
Good catching up.
It has. Thank you so much for listening to the episode. As always, if you enjoyed it, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Global Player, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you may fancy. You know, we don't take any discrimination and we won't judge you wherever you want to listen to us. We just hope that you listen to us. And if you do listen to us, please leave us a review. We'll be grateful. And we'll see you next Monday for a brand new episode. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get any four for £5 from over 30 frozen products. From Bird's Eye Garden Peas, Potato Waffles, Goodfellas Pizzas, plus many more. That's more easy peasy teas sorted.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online subject to availability. Selected lines ends 14th of April.